Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure once again to be here with you today. And once again today, we have with us our energy expert. She's full of energy, Marita Noon. How are you doing today, Marita?
I'm doing mighty fine, Beth Ann. It's a treat to talk to you, as always.
Well, it is to have you on the air, as always, as well. Did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
I did. I'm sort of still having it. I'm in Nevada at the moment at my mother's home where I was for Thanksgiving. I'll be heading home tomorrow.
Well, awesome. Tell her howdy for us.
Always nice to be with family over the holidays, you know.
You know, my kids came in. They started arriving on Tuesday evening and left late Saturday evening. Now, that's five children with wives and five sons with wives and 12 grandchildren.
Wow.
Running through the house. So the house got real quiet, real fast. Almost deafening. It was almost deafening, the quiet.
Yes, I can imagine with all those, that many people there. Wow, you had a big Thanksgiving.
We did have a big one. We had a big one, and it was wonderful. They do this every other year, so this was the other year, so we got to have them all home.
How nice, have them all at one time.
Yep, fed them lots of food and kept them happy. That's what counts.
That's good. If you can keep that many people happy, you're really accomplishing something.
Well, you know, they had lots of energy, those grandkids. So let's talk about energy just a little bit.
Yeah, speaking of energy, sure.
If we could bottle up their energy, we'd all be great, wouldn't we?
That would be a wonderful thing to be able to capitalize on that.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. You've got several articles you've written, and let's talk about the lame duck session that's going on right now. What's that got to do with our energy and what's going on there?
Well, if you aren't really paying attention, you might not realize that energy is a part of this lame duck session, and specifically in what's called a tax extender package. And if you are paying attention to the news, you might hear them talk about this tax extender package, and they're talking about that President Obama actually has threatened to veto this tax extender package, which is kind of an interesting piece in the puzzle of what I've written. And he's threatening to veto it because it supposedly benefits business too much. But within that tax extender package is the last-ditch effort to retroactively reinstate the production tax credit for wind energy. And the American Wind Energy Association, which goes by the acronym of AWEA, they have been working throughout this past year, and I've written on it several times, because there's several times when there's been talk of this is going to come up for a vote, the tax extender package. And what this is a whole bunch of tax deals, and they come in a variety of forms. And some of them we'd probably mostly agree on. Some of them we'd probably mostly disagree on. And that's the problem, that they're in a package, though they can be pulled out separately. But one of them is this wind energy production tax credit that most people don't realize already expired. And I personally, as a taxpayer, I find this offensive, that this expired back on December 31st, 2013. And something that has been expired for almost a year, Congress is talking about, well, we can retroactively reinstate this tax credit. And, you know, the wind energy industry has been receiving benefits, subsidies from we, the taxpayers, already for 22 years. And they've already extended this production tax credit 8 different times. It's been extended. And it's not likely that this would pass in the new Republican-controlled Congress. So this lame duck session for the wind industry is, you know, kind of their last-ditch effort to revive this tax credit. But the important thing to realize is that the wind industry would not survive without these tax credits. And even Warren Buffett, who benefits from this, admitted recently, he said, we get a tax credit if we build a lot of wind farms. That's the only reason to build them. They don't usually make sense without the tax credit. And so that's a big deal that's going on in Congress this lame duck session.
So basically, we're just throwing the money away every time we do that.
Yeah, well, we're throwing it, I like to say, literally to the wind. And it's difficult because I was speaking a few weeks back, and I think we've talked about this, but I was speaking for the American Agri Women's Association, which is Women in Agriculture.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of the farmers these days have become dependent on the money they receive for having wind turbines on their property. And so it's really tough. And generally, energy has become, unfortunately, a partisan issue, with Democrats generally supporting the stuff that requires government subsidies or government handouts, and Republicans generally supporting the stuff that the free market supports. And wind energy will not stand up in the free market. However, you've got some people like Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who supports the production tax credit, and a few others like that that are in wind energy states. And they say, well, if it stops, it will kill jobs. And in fact, it will. It will kill jobs. And this is what makes it tough, is that it will kill jobs, but these jobs are created in a false economy because they're created due to these tax subsidies, not because of free market demand. So it becomes a difficult thing to kill once you get these programs rolling that only make sense with the government subsidy.
Well, and in your article, you also connected the wind industry, at least the birth of it, with Enron. How do you connect those dots?
Yeah, you know, that was interesting for me because as much as I've written on this and addressed this topic, I was not aware until I did my research for this column that Enron was really the one that pushed the wind industry. And it's kind of interesting when you look at the dark side of it, really, how backroom deals were made to create this. And what happened is Enron was long on natural gas in their investments, and so they wanted to come up with a way to use more of this natural gas, to make natural gas more in demand. And we're talking back in like 2002. Enron wanted to use more of their natural gas, and so they came up with, well, if we push wind, that will mandate changes in electricity generation from coal to natural gas, because with wind, you must have backup, and natural gas is the best backup for renewable energy. And the reason for that is that coal, think about, and I think I've given you this analogy on the air before, but think about when you want to cook a hamburger, and you're going to cook a hamburger on charcoal. You go out, you mound up your charcoal, you put lighter fluid in, you throw the match in, and you let it heat up for 30 minutes. And I guess we need to take a break so we can finish.
We're heading that way.
I hear that music.
We are heading into the break. Just hang on to those thoughts. We're going to open the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This is CSE Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Marita Noon, and she is our energy reporter once a month, every first Tuesday of the month. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold is is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. Marita, before we finish our thoughts, we have a caller from Massachusetts. We have Christopher. Christopher, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Beth Ann. Hi, Marie. I had a good question that you may be able to help me with. One of my coworkers said, this is about 4 weeks ago, they tried to get a delivery of wood for their wood-burning fireplace, and he said that they're paying... Here in Massachusetts, he said they were paying more money from the suppliers of cordwood to the plants that made biomass that used it for chips, that turned it into chips. And I don't know if this is by design, but I know that there's some sort of virtue in being cold these days if you're one of the masses, and I just wondered if maybe you could help me with that question. They're having trouble getting wood because they're paying more to have it shipped up.
Yeah, I'm not personally aware of that story, but I'd love to look into it. But it makes total sense because we're seeing this in a variety of other areas. In fact, you all in Massachusetts in particular, according to reports from National Grid, your utility provider, are paying 37% more this winter for electricity than you were last winter for electricity. And you can easily Google that. It's a report from the Boston Globe is where I got my data on that. But you've led me perfectly into something I've given Beth Ann to talk about a little bit later. But since I've got someone from Massachusetts on the phone, let me jump into that now, because you realize last winter in the polar vortex that it was reported that the Northeast was one power plant away from major blackouts, that they
wow.
said every power plant in the Northeast was functioning last winter at top capacity. They were, you know, burning as much coal, burning as much natural gas. They were fired up, and really everything. And they said, you know, had they had to go, they were just inches away from having to go to what was called voltage reductions, which means
wow.
that they send less electricity through the wires, that all your lights would have been dim, and so forth. And that's the last step before blackouts. Now, realize, in the Northeast, since last winter, you all in Massachusetts have closed the Salem Harbor coal-fired power plant that was burning at capacity last winter. That was closed on June 1st. Also, in the Northeast, you get a lot of your electricity from Yankee Nuclear, the Vermont Yankee Nuclear plant. And that plant will be closing in 28 days now, at the end of this month, 29 days. Vermont Yankee is going to close. And in the Northeast this winter, you all are predicted to have at least as bad a winter as last year, and possibly even worse, and possibly even longer, with the winter weather lasting through April. So
God bless you, ladies. I'll listen off the air, and thank you so much, both of you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your comment. Appreciate you calling from Massachusetts. But let me go back while he's off the air to his comment about wood.
Yes,
what's
I was going to say. Go
yeah,
ahead.
What's happened is that there are these federal mandates that you must produce a certain amount of your electricity from certain, I said they're federal. They're state mandates, but more than half of the states have these mandates. Most states call them an RPS, a renewable portfolio standard. Some states call them something slightly different. But they require, and I don't know Massachusetts numbers just off the top of my head, but they require a certain amount of energy be generated from wind, a certain amount be generated from solar, and a certain amount be generated from biomass. And each state has a slightly different mandate. So if Massachusetts, I'm assuming based on our caller's comment, that Massachusetts has a mandate that a certain amount must be generated from wood chips or wood for biomass, that's part of what makes biomass, then the utility companies have to do that. So they are buying, they are required to do that. They've got to buy X amount of wood to create X amount of, or Y amount of, you know, energy from biomass. So therefore, if there's not enough wood, they pay a premium. You know, it's supply and demand. If there's less supply available, you pay more for it. So people like our caller's friend who want to buy wood for their home heating are competing with the power, the utility companies for wood. But the difference is that the government mandates that the utility companies provide a certain amount of electricity from biomass, and that's wood. So yes, they are having to compete. And it, like I said, I had not heard of that story, particular story, but it makes total sense in the way energy policy in this country has been structured.
Well, now that's confusing to me, Marita, but then I get confused easily because
Tell me what you're confused about.
Well, I know that in some of the areas and states, they're trying to stop individuals from using wood heat.
Yes. The EPA has had a war on wood-burning stoves. Because I would guess the difference is that I'm just guessing here, but I'm guessing that the difference would be, because I have a pellet stove at my house. I don't burn logs, I burn pellets, but I have a pellet stove at my house. And my pellet stove, I have a pipe that goes right from the stove right out the side. And it's not filtered, it's not clean. And so I know where I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they have days when they call them no burn days, where due to air quality, because so many wood-burning stoves are going at one time, the air quality has too much particulate matter, and we have this what appears to be smog in the winter, in Albuquerque, and so they have, this is a no-burn day, which tells you you may not burn wood on those days. So, yes, home wood-burning stoves do produce particulate matter, CO2 emissions, and things where I would assume at a power plant, the wood that they would be burning is going up their stacks and have scrubbers and other technology that would clean that out. So I think that's probably where the confusion is. Does that help?
Yes, that helps. I mean, if they're demanding that the power plants use so much of the fuel that way, and yet they're telling people not to use it, I guess it makes sense that they just think the people just don't use it cleanly. So.
Yeah, we don't, because we don't have the millions of dollars
to filter
on the equipment to filter it that the power plants do.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, let's go back to where we were before the commercial. We were talking about,
Enron's role in pushing the wind industry. Okay, so what I was saying, you're going to cook a hamburger, you cook it on charcoal barbecue, you go out, you mound up your charcoal, you put lighter fluid on it, you light it, you wait a half hour, you cook your hamburger for 5 minutes or 8 minutes, whatever, and then you take your hamburger off, and then you have to wait and let the coals cool for several hours before you can dispose of them. If you cook your hamburger on natural gas or propane, you go out 5 minutes before you want to cook your hamburger, you turn it on, you cook your hamburger, and you turn it off. Well, take that analogy to power plants. If you have a coal-fired power plant, it works best kept at a steady heat with you keep adding coal and you keep adding coal. It's hard to turn a coal-fired power plant on and off. Where a natural gas-fired power plant, like your barbecue, you can turn it on and you can turn it off pretty easily. So when you look at renewable energy such as wind and solar, you still want electricity. Our caller from Massachusetts still wants to be warm, even though the solar panels may be under 7 feet of snow, and even though the wind turbines may be all iced up, you still need electricity. So you have backup power plants. And natural gas, because of the ability to turn it on and off easily, is the best backup power for renewable. Where now, it's not the most efficient way to use natural gas, but it is the only real backup source because of coal's inability to go on and off efficiently, like that coal barbecue. Charcoal barbecue.
So what we've actually said here during the first segment, and now we're into the second segment, is that the wind turbines, the wind energy, is just totally inefficient. So we've created that industry so we could have a few jobs, and basically we fund it just so we can build more of them, even though they're not efficient and they're not really doing any good.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, they in theory do well. If you believe that CO2 emissions are evil and causing climate change, and therefore we must reduce them.
All right. We're going into another break, Marita. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We've already been hit with a hard winter on the northeast of this nation. We're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Marita and Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today Marita Noon. She's our once-a-month energy reporter. We talk about what's going on in our natural resources and the energy in the United States here, and we've talked about it across the world, too. But we've already had a rough winter in some areas, Marita. How's that going to affect things?
Well, you know, as we were talking about with the caller from Massachusetts, I really fear that it's going to have some real serious implications for people in the Northeast. That I fear that it may take literally some people freezing in the dark, and I mean some deaths is what I mean, before the public wakes up. If we have news, you know, stories on the nightly news that, you know, due to power outages, people have, you know, have died, and we have a few nights of stories like that, I think the public is going to wake up and kind of, you know, be like, well, what are we doing here? What's wrong? Why don't we have electricity? And the answer is we've shut down power plants. The policies coming out of this administration, particularly from the EPA, are shutting down perfectly good power plants and are going to leave us really short of power. And in the case I was telling the caller about the Salem Yankee plant that closed on June 1st last year, that power plant, they're really kind of lucky there that they had a buyer come in who was willing to buy that power plant and who wants to put in a new natural gas burning power plant. And lo and behold, the environmentalists are pitching a fit. They want that power plant, either to one of the sources I saw said people want it turned into something like a marine research center. They don't want that land to be another power plant. There's environmental groups that have come up to block the pipeline that would be required to bring the natural gas from nearby Pennsylvania, where the Marcellus Shale is producing an abundance of natural gas, but they've got to get it there. And the environmentalists don't want this pipeline built. Other environmental groups have said, have formed, saying that they will resort to civil disobedience to block that new natural gas-fired power plant that would be built on the same ground as where the Salem Harbor coal-fired power plant was. So we're looking at some real potential shortages, not just this winter, but as more power plants are shut down, not just in the Northeast, but nationwide, because you realize the clean power plan that President Obama introduced back on June 2nd is projected to close hundreds of power plants across the country by 2016. Now realize 2016, we're talking 13 months away. We're going to be into 2016. But even if those power plants close by the end of 2016, you know, we're still looking at 20 months away that these power plants, perfectly good power plants, will be shut down with nothing available to replace them. And I think the Northeast is going to kind of be the canary in the coal mine to show us how this new power plant is going to work.
So the power plants they're closing down, they're not just the coal ones, are they?
Well, they're the main ones, but we've got, as I said earlier, the Yankee nuclear plant in Vermont is being shut down by December 31st of this year. Just, you know, weeks away, they're going to be shutting down a major power plant in the Northeast that provides nuclear power. California is shutting down San Onofre, which is a nuclear power plant. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely, you look at that, and we're going to be in big trouble. Germany is seeing that right now. They're having to use more coal because they've shut down their nuclear power plant. In fact, there's an article in the Financial Times, which is a European paper, on November 26th, and the headline is, "The Growing Absurdity of German Energy Policy." And the subtitle is, "Berlin Increasingly Needs Dirty Coal to Make Up for Scrapping Nuclear." Well, in this country, we're scrapping nuclear and we're scrapping coal, but we have nothing available to replace it.
Well, we've already seen what's happened in Europe with that.
They went
all green and they're cold. They can't afford their energy.
Yes. You know, I think it was last winter our caller from Massachusetts talked about trying to get wood. I believe it was last winter, might have been two winters ago. There were news reports about people in Germany, and they may be doing this winter as well, who are literally cutting down trees in city parks. They're going out in the dead of night to cut down trees to burn at home to keep their family warm.
Well, you know, we've seen horror pictures where they've, in old-time movies where they've been burning their furniture, anything it takes to keep warm. Are we heading down that road?
Well, we are kind of heading down that road. I don't hope we have deaths in New England. I do hope we have some scary stories that will wake people up, because it's not too late to turn the national policy around and say, wait, we are not going to shut down these coal-fired power plants. And this is all in the name of supposed climate change. That's the cause, the reason why we're doing this. Because the power plants have already, as we talked about with burning wood earlier, you know, they've spent billions of dollars nationally to clean up the scrubber, you know, clean up their stacks with scrubbers and other technologies. Then they've eliminated the true pollution from the air, or the vast majority of the true pollution. They're down to minute percentages. But so what they're after now is eliminating the carbon dioxide emissions. And the reason for that is supposedly climate change.
And we have Joseph from Georgia. Joseph, how are you today?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, you know, people, you know, gasoline's down, so everybody's real happy, but that could be just temporary. But this coal plant's being shut down, this is a bigger agenda. Everybody knows we got socialist communists in running things now, and it's like the enemy within, you know, combined with these UN treaties like Agenda 21.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people who's on a fixed income, and what are they going to do when their electric goes sky high, you know? I mean, like I said, this is all ties in with Agenda 21, as you're well aware of.
I am.
The electrical co-op that I get power from, I'm around Augusta, Georgia, and they've had several articles in that, you know, you get like a magazine once a month.
Right.
A little, and they've been, warning, you know, but people just ain't paying no attention, you know. But the people on a fixed income are going to be hit really hard when their power bills go sky high.
Yes, Maria.
Well, you're right, Joseph, and that's why I was telling our caller from Massachusetts earlier, pointing out that their utility company, National Grid, announced in September that they were going to have a 37% increase in electricity prices over last winter. And that's because of the natural gas, that they can't get enough of it to the power plants and the shutting down of the coal-fired power plants. And it's a little confusing to consumers when you think, well, the price of natural gas is so low, why is my utility bill going up because of natural gas? And it's because what's happened in the Northeast, and again, as I said, this is what will be happening nationwide, including there in Georgia, where you are, if these policies are all implemented, is in the Northeast, they have increased their use of natural gas by 20% in the last decade, but there's been no new infrastructure, no new pipelines built to bring that natural gas into the Northeast in more than 40 years. So they're operating with very old infrastructure. The pipelines are filled to capacity, and they just plain cannot get the natural gas to these pipelines. Where with coal, for example, coal is very easy to transport. You load it up into a train or, in theory, a truck, and you take it to the power plant, and a power plant can store 30 days worth of coal in their front yard, so to speak. And so, you know, it's a much easier electricity source. It's easier to transport, but that's what they're trying to kill. And it is going to raise those power prices, Joseph.
You know, it's rotting people's face. I mean, Obama signs this thing with China where they can do all this pollutant for years, and then we're going to be squeezed down. That's, if people can't see, that's just about a form of treason against this country.
It is. Joseph, we're out of we're headed into a break. We're headed into a break. I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Marita Noon. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been talking about energy. We have another caller. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I happen to be a retired environmental consultant, and I did a lot of permitting work for facilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a look at an equally equipped and run coal-fired plant as opposed to a gas-fired plant, the emissions actually from the coal-fired plant will be less, all right? And here in Pennsylvania, we have a unique advantage is that there is a lot of coal here. And there's already infrastructure to support it, store it, and use it. Okay, and we're having problems here where they're trying to shut and are shutting down plants. The other thing, too, it was very interesting that if you take a look at our BO, who is in the Oval Office right now, the country he went over there to see his comrades there in communist China, they burn a lot of coal. Matter of fact, they buy almost everything that we could send them. And they burn it without any compunction whatsoever. And you've got to remember, the wind comes from the, guess what, the west, and they blow all of that stuff right across the Pacific Ocean into North America. So really, the answer is a mix of the different types of technologies would really be a better way to go. You can take a look back and say more things change the more they stay the same. When they had the big rhubarb about getting rid of the leaded gasoline because it had tetraethyl lead in it. And they said, okay, well, now we're going to use MMT, which is a manganese compound. and we'll put that in it, then we'll have unleaded gasoline. Well, the manganese and or the lead are just as big a threat to human beings and other life forms if you don't handle it properly. If you handle it properly, you will not have any difficulty. There's no common sense in if you take a look at the environmental movement, you have a lot of piled higher and deepers. That's PhDs.
Well, you know, that's very true.
They get a rhubarb degree from some university that tells them that now they're smart, and they're really not.
As you pointed out, they have an ulterior motive.
Yes,
I believe, believe that the People's Climate March in New York City on September 21st should have been very eye-opening for American citizens who were paying attention, which was not the majority of them, because as I speak to groups all over the country, I ask them, you know, how many of you know what took place, you know, on September 21st in Washington, in New York City? And, you know, no one raises their hands, and when I tell them it was the People's Climate March, then there's like 2 or 3 out of 100 that will kind of go, and these are like petroleum engineers that I'm talking to. So I'm not talking to, you know, the average population. I'm talking to high-end population. And they're like, oh, yeah, I kind of recall what you're talking about there. A few will have a hint. But the important thing about that climate march is the banners that people were waving. And I encourage people to Google this. Google system change, not climate change. And if you Google that, one of the things that you will see is a logo that has a green leaf in the background with a red fist in the middle. And they're carrying signs that say system change, not climate change, that say capitalism is the disease, socialism is the cure.
Mm.
And you look that up and you'll see, I mean, that is, I believe, you know, it's not just a hidden agenda any longer. They've come out of the closet, and that's clearly what a lot of these environmentalists are pushing for. And
you have to realize none of the so-called socialist systems have worked. They didn't work in Germany. They didn't work in Russia or Eastern Europe. They didn't work in Vietnam. They're not working in China. I visited
exactly, and they have the worst
1993,
environment.
And I can tell you, the system that there is there. You go one province in from the coastline along China. They're the showboat provinces. You go in one province, and by the time you get to the second one, you're back in the Middle Ages. People don't realize that, okay? But on the coastline, you've got 8-lane highways and all this other stuff, and it can't even be used. And their manufacturing facilities, as far as quality goes, it's in their quality is in the toilet. You can't buy anything. Any of the goods that they put out have no longevity whatsoever. You know, you buy a toaster or any other product that a consumer would purchase for their home, you're lucky to get 2 years out of it. Same goes for anything else. It's just the numbers that they put out. But their system is still very, actually, quite futile. I don't care if they're flying jet airliners around the place. But socialism does not work. It never has. Basically, it forms an elite in this society, and then they feel they know what's better for everybody else, and they really don't. They're just polishing their own apple, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, but realize that a lot of today's young people, who are really pushing this, they were born after the Wall fell in Germany. They don't have a real-life example in their mind because they don't remember Eastern Europe. You know, they don't remember those days. They've been born after that. And so they see it as a panacea.
Well, they've been indoctrinated. In fact, that part of history and even prior to our Civil War has been totally eliminated from curriculums. They have no idea. If you take a look at, I look at some of these young people walking down the street, you have the young men look like their trousers are falling down or they just had a bowel movement in it. The young women look like they just come off working a corner someplace. And they have no idea of their responsibilities to themselves or their obligations to either the area that they live in. And God forbid, I would say to them, none of them would be able to defend the Republic. They're a bunch of losers.
I think you've got it totally correct there. You've studied up well, and we're in agreement on that. So I encourage you, if you don't already, because I know we're heading towards running out of time here, that to read my weekly column that I write. It's published in Breitbart.com and RedState.com. Just Google my name, Marita Noon and Breitbart, or Google my name, Marita Noon and RedState, and you'll find them, because every week I write an energy-themed column. It's news-based, based on what's going on right now out there. And, I think you'd find what I write very enjoyable.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for listening today. Have a good day there, Beth.
Thank you, Therese. I appreciate it so much. Therese is she's a constant on the CSC Talk Radio. I really appreciate all that she does. Marita, I know you work very hard. You're getting ready to go off your holiday as if you really had a holiday the entire time.
Exactly. Well, I've been working at a different location.
Have phone, will travel, and speak, right?
That's it.
Well, we appreciate all
the beauty of modern technology.
We appreciate all that you're doing. We look forward to having you back in January and every month of the next year. We appreciate it so much as we work together, full of energy, work together to bring America home.
Thank you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.